Riley Lambrecht drives, leaves it off for Cole. Baby hook up and in. 7 points for Cole Lambrecht. And now we're seeing some offense. 36-30 Loup City.
Both squads are coming off important conference matchups last night and look to finish the weekend on the winning note. It's the Blue Devils and Red Raiders coming up next. But first, to the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Classic Hits sports director Doug Duda live from Loup City right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening once again, everyone, for Saturday Night Basketball. Doug Duda with you for the second straight night from Loup City High School as the Red Raiders welcome in the Kennesaw Blue Devils in this out-of-conference battle. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or New Tech Seed dealer near you. Loup City coming off a pair of losses last night at the hands of their counterparts from Gibbon. The girls gained 42-29. The boys gained 42-38. For Kennesaw, the girls picked up their first win over Shelton last night, 48-38. They're now 1-2, while the Kennesaw boys remain undefeated, also downing Shelton last night. They're now 4-0 on the season. We will take a look at the starting lineup and get you ready for tonight's tip-off in our doubleheader, Loup City taking on Kennesaw in girls basketball, and we're back after this. Timeout.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Shopping for insurance? With Auto Owners Insurance, every policy comes with a local agent, providing you with the right coverage to fit your needs. When it comes to insurance, keep it simple. Talk with a real agent. Auto Owners Insurance, highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Roseland, Hastings, Minden, and Kennesaw. The Kroll Agency, and you, your winning combination.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Kearney Labs are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Kennesaw, number 12 is a 5'3 senior, Jennifer Peschick. Number 14 is a 5'3 senior, Amanda Schumacher. Number 20, 5'4 senior, Lakin Haight. Number 40, 5'4 senior, Kelly Mack. And number 44, 5'5 senior, Rochelle Steiner. Head coach of Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils, Jace Morgan, assisted by Chuck Rowe. They're 1-2. For Loup City, double zero is 5'5 junior Alexa Cock. Number 4, 5'6 senior Morgan McDonald. Number 12, 5'7 junior Chelsea Spilnick. Number 22, 5'5 junior Kyla Kushak. And number 40, 5'7 senior Darian Williams. Head coach Josh Ashley, assisted by Lindsey Hartman. Loup City is 1-3 on the season. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Time for the opening tip, and Loup City will win the tip. The pregame show brought to you, as always, by New Tech Seed. Contact Terry or Jason Stark at a New Tech Seed dealer near you. And Loup City will be called for a walk on the opening possession. Last night, Loup City had a lot of trouble scoring the basketball. They shot about 20% in that basketball game. They rebounded the ball and had a lot of second-chance opportunities against Given, but missed a lot of short putbacks, those 3, 4, 5 footers right underneath the hoop. And for Given, they hit a few three-pointers last night, and that was really the difference in that basketball game. Now, the first shot of the game is a three-pointer, and it is up and in by Kennesaw's Amanda Schumacher. And Josh Ashing just has to be going, are you kidding me? because last night for Gibbon, number 14 made the threes. Tonight, number 14 hits the three for Kennesaw. McDonald fires a three to try to answer, and it's no good, and Schumacher makes the three-pointer, or gets the rebound here. Last night, it was Melissa Baker, 23 points to lead the way. As the 18-foot jumper here quickly up by the Blue Devils is no good, and the rebound brought down by Morgan McDonald. She had 10 boards last night. A majority of these, of those, were on the offensive end. So we're just underway here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, Loup City. And Loup City can't get a shot off. They dribble it off their leg and out of bounds. There is college volleyball going on tonight in Omaha. Nebraska is underway against Oregon. We'll keep you up to date on how things are going in that match. In fact, Nebraska has taken the first set. Back to basketball, drive to baseline, shot by Hayes is no good. Rebound brought down by Morgan McDonald. Nebraska taking the opening set 25-15. Oregon leading the second set 7-4 over the Huskers. The winner goes to the Final Four. It's currently on ESPNU. As Loup City gets it down to the low block, the short jumper is up and no good by Kushak, and the rebound brought down by Kelly Mack. Mack brings it into the front court right side, kicks it back out for a three-point jumper that's up, and it is in. Schumacher has hit two three-pointers, and Kennesaw has jumped out to a 6-0 lead here 2 minutes into the ball game. Fast break the other end, trying to get the ball down low to Kushak. Kushak is going to be fouled, and it will send her to the line for two free throws. The foul is going to be called on Kelly Mack. First foul of the basketball game, and two free throws coming up for Loup City to try to get them on the board. First free throw by Kyla Kushak will roll off the side of the rim. No good. Second free throw by Kushak is on the way, and it rolls off and around and won't go. Rebound brought down by Kelly Mack, who committed the foul. She'll get the ball up the floor to Schumacher to the right-hand corner. They'll go to Haight. Haight dribbles to the right elbow, makes a little pass from right to left into the hands of Peschick. Jennifer back to the middle of the court will swing it to the right side against Loup City in this matchup zone defense. Ball tipped away by Gock and out of bounds. And Kennesaw will throw it in from midcourt. Dump it into the right-hand corner to Steiner. Rochelle gets it back up top, reverse it left side. Trying to get it into the high post. Steiner goes out in the corner to Mack. Mack, 16-footer, no good. Follows her shot and gets her own rebound. And then loses the ball out of bounds. So Mack got it, but then as she tried to get out into the corner, lost the handle, and the ball will go to Loup City. They'll face full-court pressure. Baseball pass all the way to the other end, and a foul will send Chelsea Spilnick to the line. Good full length of the court pass to Spilnick, who is fouled on the shot. Foul will be called on Lakin Height. Her first and the team's second. The free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Checking into the ball game, the freshman Jessica Urich. She played good last night. And just a freshman off the bench. Coach Ashley says, yeah, she's looking good, but we're just going to bring her off the bench for right now as the free throw is no good. She's still waiting to check in. Height brings down the rebound. Apparently she was going to go in for the shooter, Spilnick. Ball belongs to Kennesaw, leading by a score of 6-0 on a pair of Amanda Schumacher three-point buckets. They haven't had much more as they try to get it over to Height. They throw it over her head, and out of bounds it goes. And now Urich will come in, the 5'7 freshman for the Red Raiders, and as expected, Spilnick will check out. Little 2-2-1 trap being put on here by Kennesaw. Gibbon kind of gave Loup City fits with that last night. Loup City trying to overthrow it. Outlet pass, and out of bounds it goes. So each team now with some turnovers in the last minute. Three in the ball game for Loup City, and two for Kennesaw. 3 minutes in, it's 6-0 Kennesaw with the lead here in our girls' game. Driving on the left wing, Peschick. She's caught off. Gets it back out for a three-pointer. On the way, Mack. It is no good. Backside rebound brought down by Jessica Urich, and she'll give it off to her point guard, Gock. Alexa brings it across the timeline in a 2-3 zone by Kennesaw. McDonald on the right wing, back up to Gock. Dribbles once to the free throw line and gives it off there to Williams. Get past to McDonald. McDonald again, one dribble up to Gock. The lefty fires the three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. And the rebound brought down by Steiner for Kennesaw. They want to run to the basketball. Haight pushing it up the left hand. Now gives it off to Schumacher. Back out for another three-pointer by Haight. That's no good. Long rebound run down by the Blue Devils and Jennifer Pesek. Working around the perimeter here to Schumacher. Back over to Pesek on the right wing. Mack in the right-hand corner. One dribble, and they're going to call it for a walk. That's because Urich was able to get a handle on the basketball. And a timeout's going to be called here by Loop City. 4:07 to go in the first quarter of play, and it is Kennesaw 6, Loop City nothing. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loop City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade Polish sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loop City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
And welcome back to Loop City. Coming out of the timeout from Loop City. Timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza available right now. West 39th Street in Kearney and a area high school concession stand. Doug Goodoff, producer engineer Grant Sparks. Glad to be with you tonight here on Classic Hits 98.9. 6-0, Kennesaw, a couple of threes to start the ball game. They have the lead. 3:45 to go. Loop City just hasn't been able to get any shots up. McDonald drives right side, draws contact, scoop shot no good, offensive rebound, back up and in. So McDonald once again hitting the offensive glass, and we'll get Loop City on the board. 6-2 with 3:35 to go here in the first quarter. Right-hand corner, Pesek. Pesek down to Mack, drives the baseline, and a foul going to be called as she took it right down on the low block against Kuschak. And Kyla will be called for Loop City's first foul. Kearney Catholic girls, a huge winner today at Cambridge. The boys were tied after one quarter. That is going on this evening. Kearney High is at Papillion La Vista South after dropping games to Lincoln East last night. The free throw is up and no good by Mack. And checking in now for the Blue Devils will be Brenna Schneider, a 5'4 sophomore, and also checking into the ball game will be freshman Kelsey Chasky. And the second free throw now for Mack is on the way, and it is in. So Mack hits 1-2, and it's 7-2 in favor of Kennesaw. Loop City tries to throw with the pressure. They get it down to McDonald, right underneath the hoop, and she'll score. That's where they had problems last night. When they got it down low, they weren't able to score. That time a good outlet pass, and they're beating Kennesaw with a little bit of over-the-top passing here. And now Urich steps in front and steals the basketball. Gives it off to Gock, and Gock will be fouled. As she tried to head up the floor, foul is going to go on Amanda Schumacher, her first and the team's third. In for Loop City, Chelsea Spillick, and for the first time, Sarah Bander. 7-4, Kennesaw, 3:07 to go in the first half, first quarter of play. Update in volleyball. Nebraska has rallied to take a 12-11 lead in the second set after beating Oregon in the first set 25-15 in the regional final in Omaha. Right elbow McDonald. They let her get a shot away from 10. It's up too strong. Ball tipped into the hands of Schneider, and Kennesaw will come out of there with the loose ball. Kelly Mack pushed it up on the right side, stops and returns it back to Schumacher. Schumacher on the right wing to Schneider. Schneider, a couple of dribbles. Now decides to bring it back up to the top. The key reverses quickly to Schumacher. Three-pointer on the way, all the way down, spins out. And then a jump ball on the rebound between Mack and Kuschak. And the arrow points the way of Kennesaw, so they'll get to take it out underneath their own hoop. Sydney Harrington into the ball game now for Loop City. And the ball comes into Mack. Mack fires up a three-pointer. It's no good. So after hitting the first two, trouble from the line now, and the free rebound brought down by Schneider. Schneider puts it up. No good. Another jump ball on the rebound. Tie up there between Schneider and McDonald. And the arrow will point the way of Loop City. Inbounds comes to McDonald on the right side, bringing it up in front of the Loop City fans. Throws over the top to Urich. Urich dribbles to the right wing, kicks it back out to Bander into the corner. McDonald all day, puts the three-pointer up. It's short. Rebound pulled down by Schumacher. Her second. Catamanda brings it up the floor to Mack. Mack all the way to the hoop. Low block. Nice dish off. Short jumper up and in by Steiner. Off the assist from Mack. And it's 9-4 Kennesaw. So Kennesaw dropped their first two games on the road to a couple of really good teams in Blue Hill and Bruning-Davenport-Chickley. Got the win against Shelton last night. Loop City won on opening night against Ancillaura. Then lost games by 2 to Pleasanton and a close one to Ansley Litchfield as well. Then got beat last night by Gibbon. Has the shots up no good. And the rebound brought down by Schneider, her fourth already since coming off the bench here for Kennesaw. And Brenna has it on the right wing, looks inside, nothing there against the Loop City zone. Pass into the corner to Kelly Mack. Mack gets it back up the wing to Schumacher. Comes to the right elbow, puts up a 15-footer, no good. Spilnick boxes out, gets the rebound, she'll be fouled. Kennesaw tried to sandwich her in there, and the foul is going to be on Brenna Schneider, her and Petrick both collapsing there. And the foul here comes. Haight back in, and Jordan Tassinger will check in again. So Tassinger comes in, and now Gott comes in for Loop City. 1:18 to go here in the first quarter. 9-4. Kennesaw off to the early lead over the Loop City Lady Red Raiders. Gott against the pressure, finds Jurek in the front court, right side, comes to the free throw line, dishes it off to Harrington, kicks it back out top to Bander. Working around the perimeter to the right side, Gott on the low block, there's Jurek, gets around the defender, right to the hoop and scores. Jessica Jurek with a strong move on the baseline right for her first bucket, and the lead is back to 3-9-6. Long three-pointer, Haight puts it up, it's no good. They missed their last five after hitting their first two. Rebound to Harrington. Harrington wants to push it up the floor, doesn't have numbers, so gives it to Gock. 40 seconds to go, back down the low block right side. Jurek tries to force it up. They're going to say good defense, and taken away there by Dassinger. She'll come out of there with the steal. So Kennesaw now with an opportunity here. Jaski swings it over right side, thinking about the three as Haight decides to drive baseline. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Lobs it back up top to Jaski. On the left wing, another three-pointer is on the way, and it is no good. Fight for the rebound in the corner and a lot of jump balls. And this one is going to point the way of Kennesaw as Haight and Jurek tie up. Still 12 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Blue Devil ball on the baseline. They'll throw it into the corner to Haight. Haight takes a dribble. Baseline jumper from 15 is no good. Rebound brought down by Gock. Hustling up the floor, trying to get a shot before the end of the quarter, but lost the basketball. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. After one quarter, it's Kennesaw 9, Loop City 6. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests. Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
One quarter of play is in the books, and Kennesaw leads Loop City 9-6 in our girls' game. A lot of missed shots, which led to a lot of rebounds. Kennesaw 14 and Loop City 10 in the first quarter. A lot of tie-ups are resulting in some double possessions. Kennesaw hit their first 2 3-pointers by Amanda Schumacher, but they missed their last 6. And Loop City's 0-4 at the free throw line. Those are some of the key numbers in the first quarter of play. Loop City 5 turnovers, Kennesaw had 4. Morgan McDonald has 4 of the 6 points for Loop City. As we told you, Schumacher 6 for Kennesaw. Loop City gets the ball to start the second quarter. They get it down to the low block to McDonald. McDonald tries the reverse layup and will be fouled. It's going to go on Kelly Mack. That is her second and the team's 5th. So McDonald will go to the line for her first free throw attempts of the evening. And the first free throw by McDonald is on the way and rattles around and kicks back out. Checking in for Kennesaw will be Chasky, and Mack will check out with the 2 fouls. For basketball, next Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesday, Kearney Catholics at Ravenna. Thursday, Minden's at Grand Island Central Catholic. 6 o'clock start times here on Classic Hits. McDonald hits the second free throw. College football today, Navy able to hold off Army to win their 11th straight in that series, 17-13. Tonight, the Heisman Trophy will be awarded. You can hear that on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550. Chasky tries to drive the right baseline and runs out of room. Dribbles it out of bounds, and Loop City will get the ball back. 9-7 in favor of Kennesaw. They led from the very first possession when they hit a three-point bucket. Cock with it. Well, outside on the left side, dribbles back between the circles, gives it over to Bander. Sarah down to the low block. There's McDonald. Kicks it back out over the head of Bander, so she had to run it down. Packing in that zone is Kennesaw. With it is Williams. Darian throws it into McDonald. Double team needs to kick it back out. Does. Gock passes on to three. Gives it off to Bander. Gets it inside and another jump ball. A lot of quick whistles on those jumps. You can probably tell that by now. And that means the arrow points the way of Kennesaw. And Loop City turns it over. Oregon leading Nebraska 20-17 in the second set of the NCAA Volleyball Tournament. Nebraska won the opener 25-15. Ball knocked out of bounds off Loop City. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at the first half stats of our ball game. We'll also preview the boys game, which should be a dandy. 3-1 Loop City, 3-0 Kennesaw. Here's a jumper in the corner by Haight. It is no good. Backside rebound brought down by McDonald. That's her fifth of the ball game, and up the floor come the Red Raiders. Gock moves it between the circles. Alexa down below block, gets it underneath to McDonald. McDonald puts it up and in. She's got seven of her team's 9 points, and we are tied 9-9. Kennesaw front court. Again, Haight. Haight takes it right wing, back up top for a three-pointer. Schumacher, that one's off the front of the iron, no good. McDonald, another rebound. It's her sixth over to Gock. The city wants to run, but Gock doesn't pull the trigger. And now she's fouled at midcourt. And it's going to be called on Amanda Schumacher. She was going for the steal, then rolled up on the leg, and that'll be the second on Schumacher. Checking in will be Jordan Dassinger. As Kennesaw looks for their first points here of the second quarter. And Schumacher comes out. Coach Morgan putting both of his girls with two fouls on the bench here early in the second quarter. Gock with the top of the circle against the 2-1-2 zone. Over on the right wing to Kuschak. Now underneath on the left side, McDonald. This time the shot doesn't go. Rebound brought down by Dassinger. Jordan gives it off to her point guard. Peschick now has to take those duties over with Schumacher on the bench. Schumacher stayed in there, and they overthrow her. It was out of bounds. So Schumacher in there, and a timeout going to be called here by Kennesaw, trying to find their offense here. With 5:51 to go in the second quarter of play, we're all tied up at 9 apiece. Kennesaw at Loop City here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loop City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City, member FDIC.
Thanks for being along with us. I want to thank Athletic Director Nick Hodge for his and his crew's hospitality, as always, and being here the last two nights as we are continuing on with second quarter basketball. Loop City tied 9-9 here, scoring five in a row to catch up with Kennesaw. Working the perimeter, and a travel going to be called. They're moving the ball pretty quick, trying to find somebody cutting open in the paint, and eventually walked with the ball, and checking back in is Urich for Loop City, and Spilinick will check out. So Kennesaw coming out of that timeout gets the ball. Now let's see if they can do something with it offensively. Chasky with it, top of the key, and throws it over the top of Schneider and out of bounds. Turnover number 6 here on the Blue Devils. And Loop City will bring it up uncontested. Kennesaw put a lot of pressure, or at least tried to put backcourt pressure on in the first quarter. Not so much here in the second quarter. Of course, they're also not scoring. Cock with it on the left wing. Gives it over to Williams. Back to Gock. Down low, get it underneath to Urich. Urich will be fouled. That's all Loop City's doing. They're moving the ball until their post player can get open. And Urich will do it. She'll go to the line and shoot two. The foul will be called on Jasky. That's the seventh foul on Kennesaw. Only one has been called on the Red Raiders. Urich's free throw is up. And it is in, and Loop City takes their first lead. Kelly Mack will check back in. Two fouls so far for her, so she'll have to be a little careful here with 5:09 left in the half. Second free throw also good. So Urich hits them both. And Loop City now up by a score of 11-9. They've scored seven in a row. McDonald goes for the steal, and she's able to keep it in. It's 1-on-3. Takes it all the way to the baseline. Stops. Kicks it out to Bander. Back to McDonald. Sides in and draws the foul. It's a 5 on the floor, so it's a 1-1. But McDonald will go to the line to shoot some free throws. And the foul is on Rochelle Steiner, her first. And checking back in for Loop City will be Sarah Bander, and Kushak will check out. Morgan McDonald is one of two at the line. She leads the team with 7 points, the other four by Urich. And the free throw up, and it is in. 12-9, Loop City. Second free throw now for McDonald. It's on the way, and that is the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by the Blue Devils and Dassinger. Loop City settles back in their zone defense to allow Kennesaw to work it around it. They're trying to pressure him, not letting that three ball get away as much so far here in the second quarter. Back into the corner to Dassinger. Back up top they go. Peschick, one dribble into the double team. Swings it left side. Now into the corner. The jumper's on the way. Dassinger, no good. Offensive rebound brought down by Kelly Mack, her fifth. There's a lot of contact in the paint. The ball gets knocked out of there and run down to the corner by Steiner. And Kennesaw will reset it. And a travel call as they got the ball up top. So Kennesaw got off to a good start, but it has not been pretty for the Blue Devils so far here in the second quarter. They've struggled to get anything going. Update from Omaha. Oregon has won the second set over Nebraska 25-22, so they're even at a game apiece at the volleyball regional. The Elite Eight in Omaha. Nebraska won the opener 25-15, but trailed virtually the entire second set. McDonald has the ball for Loop City in the paint. Gives it over to Bander. Open 10-footer. No good. Everybody in there fighting for the loose ball. And coming out of there with it will be Kelly Mack. Mack up the floor. They have open Steiner, but there's just too much traffic for her to make the long pass, and they'll wisely slow it down. Pesek with it. Gives it off to Brenna Schneider. Right side to Mack. Mack holds the ball now, dribbles to the left hand, and anticipating the bounce pass. McDonald makes the steal. One-on-one. Morgan brings it down. Contested shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Bander. Puts it up, no good. Rebound to Steiner, and now a whistle. And the foul will be on Loop City. Morgan McDonald, her first, only the second team foul. And Schumacher comes back in for Kennesaw. And back in for Loop City will be Spilinick and Kushak. Staying on the floor will be Jock, Bander, and Urich. Those are the five right now for Loop City. Kennesaw, good backdoor bounce pass, and the shot is missed underneath by Dansinger, and the rebound brought down by Kushak. Loop City up the floor looking for Urich. She's covered by Mack. Bounce pass high post. It gets through. Ball's loose and turned over by Loop City. Kennesaw brings the ball up the floor. Schumacher, Schneider, Mack on the floor. Also out there, you have got Steiner and Dassinger. Those are the five on the floor. But Kennesaw hasn't scored yet here in the second quarter, and a short jumper on the baseline, no good. Offensive rebound and a foul called as Dassinger rebounded her own miss, and she'll now go to the line. Kennesaw hit two threes early on from Schumacher, and since then only 3 points, and they haven't scored in the second quarter. 2:49 to go. The foul on Chelsea Spilnick hurt first. Chance to change it here for Dassinger, and the sophomore hits the free throw. Back in Darian Williams and Morgan McDonald after very brief rests. Urich and Bander will check out. Second free throw now coming up for Dassinger. And Jordan spins it, fires it. It is no good. Mack got the rebound, put it up and in. Kelly Mack snuck in there. That ball came off the rim at a funny angle, and Mack hustled in there and grabbed it to tie this ball game up at 12. 2:35 to go before halftime. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. McDonald back up between the circles to Gock. Bounce pass on the left wing. Williams, skip pass right side. McDonald attacks the baseline, has her shot blocked. And Steiner with the block, and Kennesaw's Kelly Mack picks it up. So Loop City now struggling, just 12 for quite a while. 18-footer at the other end is up, and it is in. Brenna Steiner with her first bucket. And look at Kennesaw now with 5 points in about 30 seconds to regain the lead at 14-12. Loop City trying to force it inside. Kennesaw's got it figured out. The ball's loose on the paint, and a jump ball is going to be called. The arrow points the way of Loop City. Kennesaw's Kelly Mack was on the floor with it. She couldn't do anything, though, and Kennesaw elected not to call a timeout, and Loop City will get the ball back. McDonald on the inbounds tries to force it inside. It's just not there, and the ball is stolen away by Steiner. Turnover number 9 by the Red Raiders. Kennesaw into the corner to Mack. Kelly holds the ball, skip pass to the left wing. Quick jumper on the way by Steiner, too strong. Defensive rebound brought down by Williams. Long outlet pass to McDonald, 2-on-3. She'll dump it down, true shot, can't catch it. Well, out of bounds it goes. So all of a sudden here, the last couple of minutes, Loop City is having troubles, not just scoring, but getting any shots. 5 turnovers in the quarter. Back with it on the right wing. Kelly skip pass left side to Steiner. Steiner back over to Mack. Mack holds the ball. Brings the ball back up. Kelly to the top of the circle. Swings it over to the left-hand corner to Dassinger. Trap to the left wing. Clock runs down to a minute to go. Long possession here by Kennesaw. And eventually they just throw it away. They ran about a minute off the clock on that possession and then lost the ball out of bounds. So with under a minute now to go, Loop City will walk the ball up the floor. Alexa Gock, try and get this thing tied up before halftime here. Gock with a left-hand dribble, swings it over to Kushak, back to Gock. They sag off her, not a lot of movement here for Loop City, just trying to get McDonald free on the baseline over to Williams. She's going to fire the three-pointer. It's up and no good. Rebound brought down by Kelly Mack. I've got her for 8 here in the first half. Up the floor to Schumacher, to Mack on the right wing. Kelly in the right-hand corner, back out to Schumacher. She'll go to the high post. Good pass over to Mack. Mack to the baseline. Jumper from 6 and a foul called. Whacked her on the arm and sent the ball well over the hoop. And Kelly will go to the line to shoot 2. Foul is on Darian Williams, her first. 19 seconds remaining here in the first half of play. And the free throw. On the way, and off the iron once, twice, and through. So Mack will get the first one. She's got 4 points. And Williams will check out. Urich will check in. Second free throw now coming up for Mack. And Kelly will put it up. And no good. Long rebound. Fight for it. Yanking it out of there will be Kushak for Loop City. And up the floor, Alexa Cock. 11 seconds. Long pass to Urich. Through her hands. And out of bounds. 10 seconds to go in the half. And Loop City puts a little pressure on at midcourt. Schumacher, long pass up floor to Mack. Mack tries to get it inside. Kicks back out to her. Schumacher, 2-1. They won't get a shot away, and we are headed to halftime. Well, Kennesaw scores the first 6 and the last 6 of the first half. And in a low-scoring ball game, it's Kennesaw 15 and Loop City 12. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report with the first half stats, preview of the boys' game, update on the rest of the world of sports, the Heisman, Nebraska volleyball, and more. So stay with us. We'll be back to Loop City right after this timeout.
Tis the season to get in the game at the new Dunham Sports in Hastings. From golf to football, camping to hunting, exercise to running, Dunham's has what every sports lover on your list is hoping for. You'll find all the big name brands for footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, and many more at spectacular prices. Even more savings when you sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Make Dunham Sports your one-stop shop this holiday season on North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Get in the game at Dunham's!
Kennesaw Market is an Affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Doug Doodle with our producer engineer Grant Sparks back with you at Loop City. Halftime of the first game of tonight's doubleheader. In the girls' contest, it is Kennesaw 15 and Loop City 12. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure at Ravenna Sanitation, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Well, coming up next, we've got the boys' contest here, and it should be a dandy. Kennesaw has had a good run here the last couple of years, and now they are trying to get the job done on the basketball court, which they have done through the first three games. They are 3-0, and they have seen some decent competition in those first, particularly team who's always good on the road. And then last night, beating Shelton, handing the Bulldogs their first loss, 51-47. And so they play Loop City tonight. Amherst, both are 3-1. Those are their next couple of games. Silver Lake, 2-2. They are a busy, busy ball club at Kennesaw with seven games before the Christmas break. And they'll be playing a majority of those games here in the next 11 days. Kennesaw did not play last night, they did play last night against Shelton, and Loop City, of course, playing against Gibbon, and Loop City boys suffering their first loss of the year in that contest. Went right down to the wire, a defensive battle as expected, and Gibbon won it 42-38. Gibbon's 2-0. Loop City now 3-1 after beating Anselmo, Pleasanton, and Ansley Litchfield. Loop City trying to take care of things here at home. Four of their first five games are at home. And then after tonight, they've still got three more games before Christmas, all on the road at North Loop Scotia Elba, at St. Paul, and at Palmer, all coming up before heading over to the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, which has Ravenna, Loop City, Centura, and Overton. And we'll have some of those games for you as well on Classic Hits 98.9 and ESPN 1460 and 1550. Speaking of ESPN Radio, we have got the Heisman Trophy presentation going on right now. Manti Te'o out of Notre Dame, Johnny Manziel out of Texas A&M, and Colin Klein out of Kansas State University. And we'll let you know how that pans out when the award is handed out shortly before 8 o'clock tonight. Earlier today, the only Division I college football game, Army-Navy. It looked like Army might snap the 10-year losing streak, but Navy scores with under 5 minutes to go, and then Army fumbles inside the 15-yard line with just over a minute left, and Navy wins it by a score of 17-13. In other sports to tell you about, both UNK and Hastings College were in action today in basketball, and UNK was down at Northwest Missouri State. Northwest Missouri State's men ranked 12th in the country, and they win it today by a score of 90-60. Also in the contest, the UNK women fall by a score. I'll get that for you here in a moment. First off, Hastings College taking on Briarcliff today, and the Hastings women fell 82-69. Hastings men's game is just wrapping up. Tri-City Storm able to down Team USA in a matinee this afternoon at the Vieira Event Center, putting up six goals in the contest and winning today's game. So they are back to 500 on the season and will continue their four-game homestand Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and 7:05 when the Waterloo Blackhawks come in for a pair of contests. We'll take a break and be back with more in a minute, including the first half stats as Kennesaw leads Loop City in the girls' game 15-12 here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer.
You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
We are back here at Loop City with a couple of other score updates. Jordan Hooper, after being shut out on Wednesday night against Creighton, scores 36 points and pulls down 12 rebounds as the 25th-ranked Nebraska women and 24th-ranked Florida State their first loss of the year this afternoon, 78-77. And in volleyball, as we told you a little earlier, Nebraska and Oregon are battling in the NCAA Tournament Elite Eight Regional Final in Omaha. The winner heads to the Final Four, most likely against Penn State, who is the number one seed in the semifinals of Louisville, Kentucky. Nebraska won the first set 25-15. Oregon takes the second set 25-22, and it is now 4-4. As they're just underway in the third set in Omaha. Here's a look at our first half numbers. For Loop City, only two players have scored in this basketball game. Morgan McDonald, 8 points, 6 rebounds. Jessica Urich, 4 points and 2 rebounds. Darian Williams, Sarah Bander, Chelsea Spilnick, Sydney Harrington, Alexa Gock all have 1 rebound, and Kyla Kuchak has 3 rebounds. 10 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 of the second. Free throw shooting, 0 of 4 in the first, 4 of 6 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first, 0 of 1 in the second. Turnovers for Loop City, 5 of the first quarter and 6 of the second. Foul situation, nobody has more than one. 6 points in each quarter, and at the half, the Red Raiders have 12 points, 16 rebounds. 4 out of 10 at the free throw line, 0 of 4 from 3-point land, and 11 turnovers. For Kennesaw, Brenna Schneider has 2 points and 4 rebounds. Jennifer Peschick has 1 rebound. Amanda Schumacher hit the first 2 buckets of the ball game. They were both threes, and that's where she's at. 6 points, 2 rebounds. Blake and Haight has 2 rebounds. Jordan Dassinger, 1 point, 3 rebounds. Kelly Mack, 4 points and a game-high, 8 rebounds. And Rochelle Steiner has 2 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 14 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second quarter. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first quarter, 2 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 8 in the first quarter, and Kennesaw only attempted 1 in the second quarter, missing that. Turnovers, 4 in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Foul situation, Schumacher and Mack each have 2. Kennesaw had 9 points in the first quarter, 6 in the second, and at the half, 15 points, 22 rebounds. 3 out of 6 at the free throw line, 2 of 9 from 3-point land, 1 block and 9 turnovers. At halftime, it's Kennesaw 15, Loop City 12, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll be back with second half basketball right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back here at Loop City, where it is 15-12. Kennesaw leading and getting the ball to start the second half of play. Loop City's going to come out in a 2-3 zone, it looks like, to get things underway. It'll be the same Stunners. Lincoln Haight is out there with the basketball, swings it over on the right wing, dump it into the corner to Mack, as Kennesaw goes from right to left at Loop City, from left to right, as you view it along your radio dial. Amanda Schumacher with the ball at the top of the circle, off the screen, 4-3, and just like she started the first half, the first shot of the second half is also a converted three-pointer, And now the lead is at 6, equaling the largest lead. The long pass intercepted by Kelly Mack. Mack gives it off Schumacher, but she can't get the short jumper to go. We're going to get a jump ball as McDonald and Mack are tied up underneath. And Loop City will get the basketball. So kind of a strange pattern here. Kennesaw scored the first 6. Then we saw Loop City go on an 8-point run to take a 12-9 lead. The last 9 now have been scored by Kennesaw. And at the other end, a foul has to be called, and it is. McDonald gets knocked to the turf, and Schumacher is going to get called for the foul. It probably was not on Amanda, but she was the second one in there. And she's going to have to check out, and Brenna Schneider will check in. Gock is wide open on the inbound. Baseline jumper from 10 is no good. Mack had the ball for a moment, but tripped and lost it out of bounds. So Loop City is going to get another chance. Red Raiders just struggling to score points last night and tonight. And they get the ball into Spilnick, out to McDonald. McDonald up top to Gock. Kennesaw's packing the zone in, daring Loop City to shoot threes. They're 0-4 from the outside. Gock dribbles to the high post, gives it to Williams. Ball fake, one dribble, 15-foot jumper. Off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Haight. Slaken will wait for the traffic to clear and bring it up herself. Bounce pass over on the right wing to Peschick. Peschick has the ball tipped, stays with her teammate Haight. Forces it down to the low block to Mack. Mack tied up. Arrow points the way of Kennesaw, so they'll just have to inbound it again. Kennesaw will box the lane here. They haven't had to take it out of bounds very many times. Thinking about forcing it in, but they don't get the job done, and time runs out. 5-second call. First turnover of the second half on the Blue Devils. Turnovers are pretty even. Loop City with 12 and Kennesaw with 10. 18-12 Kennesaw. 6.5 to go here in the third quarter of play. Gock up top. Over to Williams. Skip pass right side to Kushak. Up to Gock. Three-pointer from the top of the key is short. Offensive rebound thrown back up by Spilnick is no good. And Schneider will come out of there with a basketball. Trying to go too fast. Kennesaw lost the handle. And a turnover. Picked up by Williams. Darian pushes it up the floor. Right-hand corner. Bounce pass to Kushak. Kushak tries to get it inside and another turnover. Kennesaw with the ball. Mack gives it off to Peschick. Jennifer dribbles from the left wing to the right side. Gives it off to Haight. Haight looking inside. Nothing there. Keeps the dribble right on that right wing. Pass knocked out of bounds. Re-entering the game, Jessica Urich for the Red Raiders. And Williams will check out. Kennesaw to throw it in on the far boundary. And that'll be Peschick to do so. Tosses it in to Schneider. Right back out to Peschick. Jennifer top of the circle. Bounce pass over to Schneider. Playing a little two-gal game there. Over to Haight. Out dumps it into the paint there to Steiner. Steiner's jumper no good. And another jump ball on the rebound between Urich and Kelly Mack. And the arrow points the way of Loop City. Both teams kind of in a bad habit when they get that rebound. They bring the ball down to their waist, and it's a lot easier to get the tie-up. And that's what both teams have been guilty of with all these jump balls so far. Gock to the left elbow, McDonald. Couple of dribbles into the paint. There's 5 Kennesaw Blue Devils right there, and she has to get rid of it. Loop City's just going to have to move the ball a little bit quicker here against this zone. Kushak back up top to Gock. Over to Spilnick. 2-foot bounce pass to McDonald. Backside. To Kushak, down low to McDonald, and they are to Urich, and she is fouled by Steiner. Second foul on Rochelle, second foul of the half on Kennesaw. Checking back into the ball game will be Kelsey Chasky for Kennesaw, and Peschick will check out. Loop City will take it out underneath their own hoop, looking for some points here. McDonald fires the 3 off the inbound, it is no good, and a fight for the rebound, a foul called. Gock hit the floor hard. Now let's see where the foul goes. It's going to be called on Chelsea Chasky, her second. And Gock will get credit for the rebound. And Loop City will take it out again underneath their own hoof. Ball in the left-hand corner to McDonald. To Gock, back up top to Spilnick. Couple of dribbles, doesn't go anywhere. Back up top to Alexa Gock. Loop City kind of standing around right now. We might see a timeout from Coach Ashy. We've played 3 minutes and 20 seconds here in the second half, and Loup City hasn't scored, and now they turn the ball over. Brenna Schneider comes out of there with a basketball. Pushing up the floor to the free throw line, Steiner. Jumper is up, no good. Urich brings down the rebound, and trying to find McDonald, throws it behind her, and turned over. Into the ball game will be Sydney Harrington. And Kennesaw will take it out in front of their own bench here, leading it 18-12. The last 8 minutes of basketball, going back to the second quarter, that scoreboard has barely moved. Let's see who can get something started here in the second half. Up top with Obi Jaski. Swings it to the right side. Now on the right elbow, they'll go to Steiner. Of course, Schumacher's on the bench with three fouls. That might be part of the problem. 18-foot jumper, no good. Jaski follows her shot, gets the rebound. Another shot up, no good. Max saves it in. And a third opportunity here for Kennesaw. Over to Steiner. Back up top, they'll go to Jaski. Against that 2-3 zone. Another 18-foot jumper on the way. No good, and out of bounds it goes to Loup City. 18-12, Kennesaw with the lead. And Kennesaw hasn't exactly burned up the offense until last night. Their 3-point totals are 25, 17, and 48. For Loup City, 46, 47, 30, and then last night, 29. McDonald, another three. Another one that won't go. 0-7 from the outside. Rebound to Mac. Mac pushes it up the floor. Outlet pass for the layup. Up and in, and a foul. Chance for a 3-point play for Kelsey Jaski. Her first bucket of the basketball game. And it's 20-12. Largest lead for Kennesaw. And re-entering the game will be Jordan Dassinger. And coming out will be Lincoln Haight. The foul called on Jessica Urich is her first of the game. Free throw now coming up for Jaski. And the lefty puts it up, and it is short. Rebound tipped around. Why not another jump ball? Getting the rebound underneath for Kennesaw was Brenna Schneider. She's tied up, and Kennesaw gets to maintain possession with the arrow pointing their way. Baseline with it. Will be Schneider to throw it in. Has to go up top there to Dassinger. And then the bounce pass gets through the hands of Schneider and out of bounds. Re-entering will be Darian Williams for Loup City. Here's an update from Omaha in the third set. Oregon 16, Nebraska 10. They're even at a set apiece, but Oregon leads in the third set against Nebraska 16-10. Ball up top, Williams swings at McDonald. Loup City needs a bucket pad. Sydney Harrington back to Williams. They're passing the ball, but nobody's looking to shoot, and another's turnover. That's number four of the quarter. 3 minutes to go here in quarter number three, 20-12 Kennesaw. And the Blue Devils with Schneider. Pass over to the right side, tipped out of bounds. And the Blue Devils will toss it in uncontested. On the right side, Mack. Gets the bounce pass down to the low block. Urich cuts off the baseline, so they'll kick it back out top to Schneider. Over to Mack. Mack switches from right to left, down to the baseline. Open there is Dassinger. Passes it underneath for the layup. Up and in is Jaski. So back-to-back buckets for Chelsea. And a nice assist that time to make it 22-12. Loup City gets it to McDonald. Takes a quick shot that doesn't go at the other end. Rebound brought down by Dassinger. And another foul on Loup City. Red Raiders need a timeout here. They are all out of sorts because they just are frustrated that nothing is going their way. And Morgan McDonald will be called for her second foul. Coach Ashley not going to take the timeout, but he is going to sub in. And Gock returns, as does Kushak. It was 15-12 at halftime, and Kennesaw has the first 7 points here in the third quarter, 22-12. 2:05 to go in the third. And a three-second violation called here on the Blue Devils. Fifth turnover on Kennesaw. And a timeout will be called here by Loup City. 2:03 remaining in the third quarter of play. And it is 22-12 Kennesaw leading Loup City. We'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Stop in and see John or Ed at Erickson Ford in Loup City today for the year-end specials. Like 0% interest rates on select models. Erickson also has a great selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, cars, trucks, and SUVs. No matter what vehicle you're looking for, the guys at Erickson can find it for you.
knowledgeable, no-pressure sales team, saving you money, Erickson Ford, finding the vehicle you want with outstanding service after the sale since 1972 in Loop City.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Josh Ashy trying to get something going here with his ball club. Calls the timeout, see if they can find some offense here. Hastings College men a winner today over Briarcliff, 88-69, the final score there. Right now, Red Raiders down by 10, 22-12, trying to get it down low to Urick. It's knocked out of her hands as she goes up for the shot. Out of bounds it goes, and the ball stays with Loop City. 1:48 to go here in the third quarter of play. First part of our doubleheader here tonight on this second Saturday of the season. With it is Williams. One dribble into the pressure. Gets it inside to Kushak. Dribbles into the pressure, and the ball is stolen away. That's Dassinger with the steal. Fast break the other way. The runner by Mack is no good, and there's Urick to pull down her fifth rebound. Jessica brings the ball across the timeline and fires it over to Gock. Alexa. Again, she can shoot that three-pointer at the top of the key all night long. Instead, her pass will be picked off, and the ball knocked out of the hands of Dassinger as she tries to head to the other end. It'll stay with the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Kennesaw looking for their second consecutive bucket, or second win, excuse me, after getting the win last night against Shelton. They also are having their shooting woes here tonight, though. Dassinger has it off the inbound. Takes it back up top. Again, Schumacher's been on the bench here the whole third quarter after getting her third foul early on. And you can tell how that's affecting Kennesaw's offense here. Driving the baseline and drawing the foul is Dassinger. And she got hipped on her way to the hoop. And the foul will be on Kylie Kushak, her second. Each team with three fouls here in the third quarter. Kennesaw ball underneath their own hoop. Brenna Schneider to throw it in. Quickly, the shot is on the way, and in by Kelsey Jaskey, who has the last 6 points here for Kennesaw, and they've doubled it up, 24-12. Williams into the front court for Loop City, up top to Gock, swings over to the right side to Bander, inside to Kushak, back out Bander to Gock. She'll take that three off the front of the iron again, no good. Fight for the loose ball, another jump ball between Williams of Loop City and Jaskey of Kennesaw. The possession arrow points the way up the Red Raiders, so they'll take it out with 34 seconds remaining in the third quarter, and they have yet to score here in this period. Williams' skip pass is deflected out of bounds, and it's going to stay off of Loop City. So Kennesaw forces the seventh turnover of this quarter. Kennesaw now a chance to maybe get the last shot. Loop City's actually going to put some full-court pressure on for the first time. See how Kennesaw handles that, and they travel. Double dribbles, actual call, but Kennesaw now with six turnovers of their own here in the third quarter. So Loop City will throw it in front of their own bench, and Darian Williams to do so. The key right now is Loop City's got to just take some shots. With it is Williams. They only have a couple of girls that even look to shoot. Gock up top. Bounce pass to the left wing. Bander back to Gock. Over to Williams. 9 seconds. Williams. Gets it inside to Kushak, back up top to Gock, three-pointer, and hit it. Gock finally able to get one to go, and the first points of the third quarter for Loop City come with 3 seconds left, and that buzzer brings us to the end of the third quarter of play. It's Kennesaw 24 and Loop City 15. We're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Be
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back at Loop City. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. As we enter the fourth quarter of play, Kennesaw has the ball at a 24-15 lead over the Red Raiders. Work the ball around that zone here, and they'll be plenty patient here in the fourth quarter trying to get their win.
Oh, they're going to call it over and back.
And everybody thought that the ball was tipped from our angle. It looked tipped. Maybe it went off a leg. And Coach Morgan saying, what happened here? But Kennesaw didn't get that call. Loop City will get the ball back. Over to Williams. Williams back up to Gock. Back over to McDonald. McDonald, couple of dribbles back up to Gock. Spillett trying to post up. McDonald takes the 18-footer. No good. Rebound brought down by Kennesaw. Fighting for it is Hayes. She finally able to wrestle it away from the Loop City defender. 24-15, first minute of the fourth quarter of play. And at the other end, another tie-up. And Loop City will get the ball. Boys game will follow. Should be a good one. Kennesaw 4-0, Loop City 3-1, suffering their first loss last night to the Gibbons team. That'll probably find its way into the state ratings. And a timeout call here by Loop City and Coach Josh Ashy. 7:04 to go in the ball game. It is Kennesaw 24 and Loop City 15. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. And we'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
So Loop City using a 30-second timeout to try and reemphasize what Coach Ashley wants to see his girls do here against the 2-on-2 zone. McDonald, the right baseline. Stops, picks her dribble up, kicks it back out to Gock. They had some success earlier getting it inside, but right now Urich's on the bench, and the 18-footer is up and in by Morgan McDonald. So McDonald with just the second bucket of the second half for Loop City, 24-17. Pass break the other way. The deflected pass gets underneath the Steiner. Her jumper no good. Ball kicked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Blue Devils. Kennesaw's next game after tonight is back home against Amherst on Tuesday. And for Loop City, they are on the road Tuesday at Elba North, Loop Scotia. Still 6:30 remaining in this one. Ball comes into Schumacher. Amanik gets it back up top and takes it away from Pesek. Pesek and Schumacher play and catch. Now the pass knocked away by Gock. And another jump. And this time the ball will belong to Kennesaw. You know there's been a lot of jump balls when you run out of space in your scorebook to keep them. And we've done that with 6:18 to go here in the game. Inbounds pass to Pesek to back in the corner. Playing catch over on the right wing. That zone comes out to deny the long jumper. And Kennesaw right now just content to run clock. Loop City's sitting in a zone. And Kennesaw's just throwing around that zone. With it on the baseline, Haight. And Haight going to be tripped up. Kennesaw could do that every single time if they wanted to. Drive the baseline and draw the foul. The foul is going to be called on Darian Williams, her second. And back into the ball game, Brenna Schneider and Kelsey Jaski, who had six of her team's 9 points last quarter. Schumacher with 9, Jaski with 6 to lead the way. McDonald has 10 of her team's 17 for Loop City. On the inbound, a three-pointer. There's Jasky up and in. Knock it down the three-point bucket. She now has 9 points, 27-17. Kennesaw and Loop City at the other end has the ball knocked out of bounds. Jurek is back in. And a timeout going to be called here by Kennesaw. 5:42 remains in the ball game, and it'll be a full-length timeout. It's 27-17, Kennesaw. We're back in a minute.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Mobile BankAll is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile BankAll from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile BankAll allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile BankAll is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. Don't forget, we're back in action Tuesday night in Ravenna as the Blue Jays take on Kearney Catholic, scheduled to start at 6 o'clock Thursday. Minden will be at Grand Island Central Catholic. Loop City inbounds. Cox open on the baseline, missed the eight-footer. They haven't had many good looks from that short end, and it won't go. Jasky with the rebound. And up the floor come the Blue Devils, leading at 27-17, 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Schumacher on the left wing. Back over to Steiner. Pass is low, ball is loose, it's a jump. And the ball will belong to Loop City. Kennesaw with three turnovers, Loop City none so far in the fourth quarter, but Loop City just can't find a way to get points on the board. And Alexa Cock may have banged her elbow over there. Little stinger as she tries to shake it off. They want to leave her in if they can. The official asking her if she's okay, and apparently going to tough it out here. And, of course, she is a lefty. She'll bring it across the timeline, dribble a little bit with the right hand. McDonald has an open lane, drives, and draws the foul. So, finally, a little open lane there, and Morgan McDonald took advantage. She'll have to earn it, though, from the line. The foul is on Brenna Schneider, her second. Four fouls on each team here in the second half. And McDonald puts the free throw up and no good. And Gock tells Coach Ashley, I need to come out. So she does. And Sarah Bander will come in. For Kennesaw, Jordan Dassinger will re-enter the ball game. Don't forget, when we're all done, the Misco Sports post-game show, we'll take a look at the final stats and get you ready for the boys' contest here between Loop City and Kennesaw. Free throw number two is up, and it is in for McDonald. Her 11th point, 27-18, Kennesaw with the lead. Full court pressure being put on. Schumacher, bounce pass around the double team to Schneider, and she'll fire it into the front court to Dassinger. She'll drive the left baseline, take it all the way to hoop, lay it up and in. Good move by Jordan Dassinger, her first bucket of the ball game. 29-18, Kennesaw on their way to victory number two. Bander right wing, back up McDonald. Three-pointer on the way, and it bounces off the rim and in. Morgan McDonald hits just the second three-point bucket of the evening for Loop City. 29-21, it allows them to put some pressure on, but once again, Kennesaw breaks it. Long pass down the floor, layup is up, too strong, no good. Fight for the loose ball and out of bounds, and it's going to be off Loop City. Kelly Mack did a good job of not touching it. She just made sure nobody else did. Oregon has won the third set from Nebraska, 25-18. Oregon's up 2-1 on the Huskers. As they start the fourth set, inbounds pass, 18-footer up, Chasky, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Tyler Kuschak to McDonald. McDonald, swing pass over to Bander, 12-footer, no good. McDonald tries to save it in and does. Beautiful save, gets it to Williams. But I'm not sure Darian shot the ball more than once tonight. She just doesn't look to shoot it. Swing it over to McDonald, open three, on the way, good. Back-to-back three-pointers for Morgan McDonald. And that makes it 29-24, and a timeout called by Kennesaw before a turnover in the backcourt. Timeout on the floor by the Blue Devils with 3:57 to go here in the fourth quarter of play. Back-to-back threes by Morgan McDonald have given Loop City hope. It's Kennesaw 29, Loop City 24, and we'll be back in a moment.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Each team with two timeouts remaining here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, Loop City, and as always, the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kennesaw out of the timeout, breaks the pressure here, leading it 29-24. Morgan McDonald has all 9 points for Loop City in the quarter. Shot underneath the hoop, won't go. A tie-up for the loose ball. And the arrow points the way of Kennesaw again as Schneider and McDonald are on the jump ball. So Kennesaw will throw it in. Schneider into the corner to Jaskey. Jaskey back on the low block to Schneider. Dribbles around Williams. Urich knocks the ball away, but Mack grabs it on the right corner. Schumacher has it for three. Spins out, no good. Looking for the loose ball, and it's tracked down by Jaskey. Another opportunity here for the Blue Devils. Against pressure, Schumacher. Schumacher drives in and draws the foul, and it's going to go on Sarah Bander. That'll be her first, team's fifth. Spillett comes in, Bander checks out, and Kennesaw once again has to inbound the ball in front of their own bench. They'll go to Schumacher, making sure that she doesn't get a three-pointer away. Spillett's out there on her. Gives it off to Schneider. Schneider back to Schumacher, ball tipped away, and it's going to go to Loop City. Good defensive play there by Chelsea Spillett to force the turnover. And Loop City will get the ball back. 29-24. The 11-point lead is down to 5 off back-to-back threes. McDonald trying to post, get pass over to Urich, back up Cock, and that was a pass that went right into the hands of Chaskey. Chaskey to the other end. Can't get the layup to go, though, and Cock will get the rebound. Kennesaw wanted a foul, didn't get it. Cock dumps it down underneath Urich. Urich fouled. We're not into the 1-1 yet. So it will be Loop City ball underneath their own hoop. The foul on Kelly Mack will be her third. The team fouls are even at 5 apiece. In the fourth set, Nebraska 10, Oregon 9. Nebraska down 2-1 to Oregon in the Elite Eight regional final in Omaha. Williams to throw it into the near corner to Gock. Gock was going to throw it right back to Williams. Williams wasn't looking, and Kennesaw comes away with the turnover. Back-to-back turnovers for Loop City. 2:40 is all that remains in our game. And now Urich steps into the passing lane, knocks it away, and comes up with the steal. 20th turnover for Kennesaw, fifth of the quarter. Long pass down to McDonald. Takes the jumper from 12 off the window and in. 11 points in the quarter for Loop City. All 11 for Morgan McDonald. 29-26 Kennesaw, 2:20 to go. Amazing. 15 points through three quarters, now 11 here in the fourth. At the other end, trying to make a short jumper. Dassinger puts it up and in. She's got 5 points and a 5-point lead, 31-26. And now Loop City wants to call a timeout. They'll only have one remaining. Just when the pace was starting to get up there, we have a stoppage of action. 2:05 to go in the game. Kennesaw 31, Loop City 26, and we're back in a minute on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
205 is all that remains in our girls' game, and it is Kennesaw 31, Loop City 26. Morgan McDonald with 11 points in this fourth quarter to try and keep Loop City in it. But now somebody else going to have to help her out, or she's got to keep making them. Urich up top to Spilnick. Loop City ball, Gock, 4-3. It will not go. Backside rebound, though. Jessica Urich has it. And a travel called on Loop City. So the freshman has been playing good basketball, still gets a couple of turnovers we've seen last night and tonight, but I think she's going to be a good ball player. Kennesaw to throw it in, full court pressure, the ball tipped away, but Schumacher has it. Now she's off to the races, outlet pass to Mack. Mack short layup, good. Breaks the press, attack the bucket, and get good things to happen. 33-26, Loop City down 7 now as they push the ball to the floor. McDonald, spin move, left-hand corner, back out, Spilnick over to Gock, to Williams. Dumps it down low to Urich, backs her way in, spins off the rim, won't go. Rebound brought down by Schneider. And it looks like Kennesaw is going to survive here as we're down to a minute 20 to go. Both teams still have a foul to give here. See how Loop City plays it. Minute 15 to go. Schumacher reaching in. The ball knocked out. She gets it back. It's to Schneider. Baseline wide open for Jasky. She drives. She scoops it. She missed it. She follows it on the other side. Grabs it and walks with the basketball as she ran into her own teammate in Mack. And Loop City gets the ball back, but they're down 7 with only a minute 4 to go. And Kyla Kuschak will re-enter, Spilnick out. But it's pretty simple right now for Loop City. First open look, you got to take it. And Gocky cannot walk the ball up the floor, so now she trots it up there to the top of the key. They'll let her have that, but she doesn't take it. And then Loop City throws the basketball away as the ball was tipped, and it deflects off of Urich and goes out of bounds. Kennesaw just trying to kill the clock now and get to 2-2. Dump the ball in to Tassinger. Jordan gets the ball into the front court to Jasky. They do not have to shoot. Need to spread the floor right now, and that's what Coach Morgan is telling his girls. Spread the floor. Ball up top is deflected off the foot of Schneider and out of bounds, so Kennesaw turns it over. Coach Morgan saying she was fouled and didn't get the call. 40 seconds is all that remains. Got top of the circle. They let her have it. She takes it. It's short. And the rebound brought down by Urich. She kicks it back out to McDonald. McDonald tries and draws the foul with 28 seconds to go. So Loop City has a chance to score with the clock standing still. The foul on Amanda Schumacher is her fourth. Oh, they're not going to call that a shooting foul, so Loop City has to inbound it. McDonald, they set her up for a long three, and she put it up too strong. And the rebound comes all the way out to midcourt. Chasky runs it down. 20 seconds to go. We get another jump ball. The arrow points the way of Loop City. And so they get another offensive opportunity here. They were able to cut it to 5, but got no closer. Doc stops, gives it over to Williams. And a travel call on Loop City. Loop City still putting pressure on, but this game is over. Kennesaw would just like to get it in and dribble the clock out to Schumacher. Schumacher in the backcourt. Gets away from the pressure. Across the timeline, throws it out to Mack. And the final 5 seconds are expiring. And that's the end of the ball game. So Kennesaw, after dropping the first two of the season, are able to get the next two. And they do it tonight over Loop City by a score of 33-26. Kennesaw now 2-2. Loop City drops to 1-4. Coming up, the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll take a break and be back with all the final stats right after this timeout.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods. Now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods. The new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour. Featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Shopping for insurance? With Auto Owners Insurance, every policy comes with a local agent providing you with the right coverage to fit your needs. When it comes to insurance, keep it simple. Talk with a real agent. Auto Owners Insurance, highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Roseland, Hastings, Minden, and Kennesaw. The Kroll Agency, and you, your winning combination.
Welcome back to Loop City, where game one is in the books, and it's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's today, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. First off for Loop City, only three ladies scored tonight, and Alexa Gock, Morgan McDonald, and Jessica Urich, and McDonald scored a game-high 19 points. 11 of those were in the fourth quarter. She scored all of Luke City's points in the fourth quarter, 19 points, 9 rebounds, also a team high. Alexa Gock, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Jessica Urich, 4.7 rebounds. Cindy Harrington had a rebound. Chelsea Spilnick, 2 rebounds. Kyla Kushak, 4 rebounds. Sarah Bander, 1 rebound, and Darian Williams, 2 rebounds. I had Loop City for 16 rebounds in the first half, 13 of the second, free throw shooting, 4 of 10 of the first half, 1 of 2 in the second half, 3-point shooting, 0 of 4 in the first half, 3 of 11 in the second half, turnovers, 11 in the first half, and 12 in the second half. Loop City had 12 points at halftime. They scored 14 in the second half, and the Red Raiders finished with 26 points, 29 rebounds, 5 out of 12 at the free throw line, 3 of 15 from 3-point land, and 23 turnovers. Loop City now 1-4 on the season and will hit the road for 3 straight games before the holiday tournament. In fact, Loop City does not play another home game until Wood River comes in on the 11th. And then they don't play another home game until the 22nd. They go to Elba, North Loop Scotia Tuesday, then to St. Paul and Palmer, the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, on the road the first of the year to Adams Central and Shelton, home against Wood River, then at Ravenna and at Ord. So Loop City not get to play at home very many times over the next month. We'll take a look at the final numbers for Kennesaw. Let's take a look at Brenna Schneider, 2 points and 8 rebounds. Jennifer Peschick, 2 rebounds. Amanda Schumacher, 9 points, tied for the team high. Those were 3 three-pointers. She had 2 rebounds. Blake and Haight, 4 rebounds. Jordan Dassinger, 5 points, 4 rebounds. Kelly Mack, 6 points and a game-high 12 rebounds. Kelsey Jaski had 9 points and 6 rebounds. That was all in the second half. And Rochelle Steiner, 2 points, 2 rebounds and a block. 22 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throws for Kennesaw, 3 of 6 in the first half, 0 of 1 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 9 in the first half, 2 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers, 9 in the first half, 14 in the second half. Kennesaw had 15 points at halftime, 18 in the second half, and the Blue Devils finished with 33 points, 40 rebounds, 3 out of 7 at the free throw line, 4 of 12 from 3-point land, 1 block and 23 turnovers. It's good enough for Kennesaw as they improved to 2-2 on the season with a 33-26 win over Loop City. Volleyball update for you from Omaha. Nebraska won the first set 25-15. Oregon wins the next two, 25-22, 25-18. And Oregon leads Nebraska 19-17 in the fourth set. Nebraska serving. The Huskers had the lead most of the way in the fourth, but now trail, and their season is on the line. UNK men and women both lost today at Northwest Missouri State. The Hastings women lost to Briarcliff. The men were a winner at home, and the Nebraska women got 36 from Jordan Hooper today as they edged Florida State, the 24th-ranked team in the country, 78-77. And coming up in just about a half an hour, the Heisman Trophy will be awarded, coverage currently on ESPN 1460 and 1550. You've been listening to Misco Sports Postgame Show, Misco Sports on the bricks for a number of years, taking care of Central Nebraska, their worldwide headquarters in Ord. Stop by and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Kennesaw 33, Loop City 26. We'll take about a 15-minute break and be back with boys action. 3-0 Kennesaw, 3-1 Loop City, here on Classic Hits, FlatRiverPreps.com.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation.